FYI, I clean my toilets with Coke. And it actually cleans so well. My toilets sparkle.
Do you really?
I do.
Oh, that I is do. Awesome.
It actually gets rid of that scum. So just think of that next time you crack open one of those.
Please, no, don't ruin Coke for
toilets. Monster's toilet. Go.
You're listening to The Angry Designer.
All right.
All right.
Salud. Here you go, sir. Cheers.
Hello, Massimo.
Hello, my friend Sean.
How are you?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great.
Excellent. Excellent. Busy day.
Oh, man. You know what? Shark weeks are just ridiculous.
Yes, they are.
It's funny. Everybody always hears it start the same way. So yes. How's the week? Man, is it. FYI, guys, we actually record these podcasts on Tuesdays.
Yes.
So
we're in the thick of it.
After today, it's like Wednesday's that hump day thing. So maybe that's why we need this, the whiskey. Take the edge off.
It helps. It really, really helps.
So speaking of libation and drinking, right? Oh,
excellent segue.
Like that segue, right?
Wow, that was really good.
I've tried mixing a lot of things, different kinds of juices, but you know, there's no juice that has actually stood out to me in my life, Sean.
Yes. Nothing, really?
Well, you know, there was this one called, and I think it rhymed with apple,
yes.
Schmapple.
Snappy.
Snapple, right.
That's the one.
The funny thing is I do remember the Snapple brand. I remember when it came out. I've never been much of a pop drinker.
Right.
Never got into Coke. I don't know why. But I do remember Snapple, like, you know, in the, I don't know. I remember it in the 80s. I think it started, but I was never allowed to have it.
You weren't?
No, my parents were so.
Too much sugar?
Well, no, because they just bought Kool-Aid and did it themselves, right? Because it was cheaper. Damn them. So, you know, when I was on my own and you know, like doing the college thing, you know, late 90s, mid 90s, you know, needless to say, it was like, Snapple. I need to try one of these. And it was cool. I saw the other choice.
Yes.
And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I mean, they were striving to be number three.
I believe they had a campaign on that.
They didn't want to compete.
Number three. Right? All that kind of
they
stuff.
Didn't want to compete. Brilliant. They knew they would never, ever be Pepsi the cola. Exactly. Yeah. But by being three is massive in that market. I mean, back then, that was so damn competitive.
Yes. Yes.
Wow, right?
Like huge.
So good for them. They wanted to be that other choice. Yeah. And I think they did a good job.
I think they did too. And that's a great target to set for yourself too, right?
Realistic target, really, right?
Because you're never going to beat Coke.
No, and you know, it's funny because back then, nobody really thought about niches. Nobody really thought about, you know, like they want an angle or anything. It was just ad campaigns and it was just beat Coke, beat Pepsi, you know, beat Ford, beat Chevy.
Yeah.
These people were pretty smart. They were like, look, you know what? We're never going to do that. Let's play up that. That's smart.
Yeah.
That's being realistic. Now, okay, fine. Everybody wants to be a three or number four in a niche industry, but I was pretty ballsy back then.
It's good on them. It's more hipster to be number 10 than it is number one, right?
I failed at number 1 through 9, but I'm good with 10, so I've made it.
Yeah. Whatever.
Whatever. So tell me, buddy. Tell me all about this awesome company.
An interesting. I, on the other hand, have always been a soda guy, and I can probably count on my hand how many times I've had a Snapple.
Oh, damn, dude.
Yes, but I do appreciate the brand, and I thought they did a good job.
I agree with
their advertising and stuff like that. But anyway, Snapple. They're owned by Keurig Dr. Pepper.
Still.
Yes.
Like, is this actually Dr. Pepper? Like, oh,
I believe it
is.
And yeah, wow. Right. A cola.
Mm. Oh, how ironic.
Yes.
But that's not always, was it?
No. Actually, it was started by three classmates back in the 60s or the 72. Somewhere around there, yeah.
Jeez, dude, I wasn't even born back then.
Yeah, I know, right?
Holy cow. So they've been around that long.
They have been around that long, yes. And they originally created a carbonated apple juice, which, so in their glass, you know, it would spray gross. All over the place. Yeah. And they got the name by combining Snappy and apple, which I guess is pretty obvious. I did not know that.
Yeah, but. I know. I can't say I really got that, but I'm not that surprised either. So,
but it sounds kind of it sounds kind of hippy dippy. But
and so were they hippies?
I don't know. They were from New York. So
oh,
yeah. So I don't know whether they were hipsters or whether they were hippies or living in the city.
What were people in the early 70s? Jeez, right? Low lives. You know, the big hoodlums. Hoodlums. Let's see, that was like at the height of gang time.
It was. And New York would have been a rough city.
Would have been a rough city. So good for them. Wow.
Yeah. So, but they didn't really get it going until I think it was like 1987 or something like that.
And that's around when I started remembering it. Yes. Like late 80s. That's when it
really started taking off. So good for these guys for hanging on since 72 to.
Right?
You know,
perseverance, dude. Perseverance.
Yeah, totally.
Because overnight success takes 12 to 15 years. So good for them. That's right.
Yeah. So that's a little bit of backstory on Snapple.
So they were sold in 1987. And if I'm not mistaken, they were sold for a ton of cash in 1980. And then even more in the 90s, like for almost $2 billion. So what was the big thing? What was the big thing that made him hit, like, all of a sudden 1987 gold? Like, what made him, like, other than perseverance
In 1987?
Yeah. What were all of a sudden that they were on the landmark? What happened?
It was the iced tea, was it not? Or no,
sorry. When they introduced iced tea.
Yeah,
that's what I always remembered Snapple as, actually.
Is the iced
was
tea.
An iced tea company, right? First, yeah. And foremost,
yeah, because they did lemonade and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like,
and apple juice. I don't think that worked as well. No, the afterwards, I think they kept on going.
They did, yeah.
But it was the iced tea, right? Because nobody really did a good job at that.
Yeah.
That's pretty smart. That's true. Yeah.
Because there wasn't, I don't remember, like, I remember my mom making iced tea. You know what I mean? And then you could go to the store and buy it. And it was like, holy shit, this is great.
Jeez, wait, just to clarify, your mom actually made real iced tea, or she just heated up tea, threw some ice in there?
Yeah, no, you know, the Nestea, the sugar.
Okay, so she dumped it. Okay, good for her. Otherwise, that would have explained why you went to cola. I would have run from that crap too.
Oh boy. So that would explain why they were sold for such amount of money.
Because, I mean, they did. I think the first time they were sold for $100 million, and then the second time they were almost sold for almost $2 billion. Wow. And that was Quaker Oats Company, I believe.
Yes.
And that was in, like, again, mid-late 90s, I believe. So
that's a lot of money. So
for back then, especially. Yeah. Now everybody's throwing around billions. So they were obviously doing a hell of a good job at that point, right?
Totally.
Amazing.
Totally, yeah. And they've had a couple of logos since then.
It seemed like they did. Holy cow!
But I believe that was the classic Snapple logo that we kind of remembered, with, right?
Yeah.
At that time, in 87.
In the 90s. Yep.
But yeah, that was I think the classic.
The classic one,
right? You would agree with that?
Yeah, I think so. I do remember that one. I remember, but I think that they kind of. It seemed like they've never really went too crazy. Like they seem to go back and forth. And we looked at their logo history, and it seemed like, you know, they're kind of going back and, like, it's not like they ever did anything too drastic.
Yes,
right. Like they introduced a sun, then they changed the sun, right? And they kept on kind of going down this road where they just kept on doing all these little tweaks.
Yeah, they got their all natural in there, right? And then the sun.
Because, so were they all natural before it was trendy?
I think so. I think that, and that was probably why they tagged that on there, because it was kind of like, hey, look at us. You're not drinking any of the crap that's coming in, all the other stuff.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Right.
Yeah, so, and I think the sun kind of gives that, actually it does say all natural in the sun.
In the sun it did, right? Yeah, for sure it did, yeah. So then, like, why? What's going on? Why did they make this change? What do you think?
You know, I've tried to find some research on this, and I just found little bits and pieces of things. There's no real good reason, unless, correct me if I'm wrong.
No.
But I really couldn't find it. I just think the old packaging was mainstream, generic, as plain Jane as you can get, right?
Right.
And they were looking to boost their shares in the U.S.
Yep.
And they're trying to make their their products more palatable to consumers, right?
Yeah, fair enough. So they're going on trend, but, like, not necessarily like a bad trend, as in, like, cleaning up, keeping huge, all natural.
Obviously very popular. So yes, maybe it was like a maintenance kind of thing or just a switch.
Evolving as the, yeah, as the rest of the market has.
It could very well be.
And that would really suck when you have to evolve your brand, not because you want to, but mm-hmm. almost because you have to.
Yes.
Right? Because one thing you do is when you're creating brands, when you're working on brands, you know, one of the things you do is you compare your brand to your competition. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine being the one left out?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it kills you.
Yeah.
It absolutely kills you, especially in this kind of fierce competitive industry. And,
exactly.
And let's face it, the past 10 years, there's been so many new juice companies that have come out, right? Like natural. Juice is on trend.
Yeah,
natural,
yeah,
right? Yeah, there's juice shops, there's smoothie shops, you know, and it's still like, it's crazy competitive.
Yeah.
So if Big they time. Don't keep evolving and keep, you know, almost leading, they will fall behind, mm-hmm. won't they?
Yes. Yes.
So that I think
that's probably a great reason why they would do this sort of thing. You're right. There's a saturation with all kinds of other natural drinks and smoothies and things like that. Orange Julius, all kinds of stuff, right?
Like, yeah.
So many options available.
Absolutely.
Now, when you were, you know, when it was just Coke, that was fine because you're a perfect alternative to that, right?
FYI, I clean my toilets with Coke. And it actually cleans so well. My toilets sparkle.
Do you really?
I do.
Oh, that
I
is
do.
Awesome.
It actually gets rid of that scum. So just think of that next time you crack open one of those.
Please, don't ruin Coke for
toilets. Moss's toilet.
I'm drinking toilet bowl cleaner. I'm not happy about that.
Oh God, that's amazing. So the outside of the bottle, it's good. It's, you know, it's always been goodness and yummy tasteness. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about this new logo. Ready?
Yeah. Okay.
Dun, 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 dun. Right? Like, it's okay. What's your first impression?
My first impression?
Yeah.
I like it.
It's nice.
It took me a while.
It did, right?
It did.
It was tough. It's a tough one to swallow because there's nothing about it I don't like.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little bit of a phallic symbol going up, you know, but maybe that's why I like it. But it's simple.
Yeah.
It's clean. Mm-hmm. And the cool thing, you know, we talk about, you know, like our companies evolving their brands.
Yes.
And I mean, you know, not to rush something like this, but this feels like it. This logo is a evolution of old logos.
Yes.
Right? And it just keeps evolving and evolving and evolving.
Yeah.
Right? Because again, they this isn't the first time they've had that, you know, they've got the new circle around the whole logo or oval or whatever, the pill.
The direction.
Right? The pill direction thing kind of circling.
Or the erection.
Right. Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, that's great. But it's true, right? And they had that in their old logo.
Yeah.
Right? They had that. So it's kind of like, it's almost like that Burger King experience where it's like what's, you know, old is new again.
Yes.
And absolutely. That's the cool thing because it's literally combined the logo that they had from like 15 years ago, 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And then they combine that with what they just recently had and they've come up with this. So, I mean, again, I like it. I do. Does it feel like a drink company to you? There's the question. Like without the rest of the collateral, without the rest of the brand. I mean, I love the website. The website's fun. It's very reflective of their brand. Mm-hmm. But without it, does it feel like a drink company?
I don't think so. To me, it looks like, it almost looks toy-like.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like it looks like it could be on a Hot Wheels.
Wait. Oh, a Hot Wheels. I thought you were going to say other toys based on its direction, Sean. I thought those kind of toys, right? Right. Okay. This has now become the dirty logo review. We'll hit that one up next time. It'd be a really hard topic to talk about. Oh, no. We went there.
Oh, my God. Oh,
you guys will never think of Snapple the same.
Put the kids to bed because this is getting blue here.
Oh, geez. All right. So, but regardless, you know, it's a combination. So, even though this doesn't feel like a drink logo, the thing is it's evolved from their old logos to their new logos. So it's not such a departure that you don't know who the hell they are.
That's right.
So this is why I think, you know, in all fairness, this is a brand win in that sense that it continues on what they've been building all these years.
Yeah.
So good for them there.
Yeah. But I would say the last logo wasn't very.
It was good. Horrible.
Yeah. So,
oh my God.
Did so they really, miss the anything mark? Is an
improvement. Anything's better that, than
that. Right? Right? Yeah. So I think that's kind of a.
FYI, guys, the old logo was like scripty, kind of serif-y, in a hand sort of way with kind of a really bad. What do you want to call that? Like a celestial sun?
Yeah.
It was just a hodgepodge of a whole bunch of things.
Exactly.
I think. Right?
Yeah. It really was.
I think, you know, I have nothing to say about that. Anything was better than that. And this does feel better. It's more youthful.
Yes.
It's definitely carries their brand stronger.
Yeah.
It's that vibe that they want to achieve, right?
Absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny because the more I see, or the more I think about it, I like it more.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like I was really first kind of taken back by it. And it goes so well with the rest of the packaging.
And I think that's the key, right? They've really done a great job with their brand at execution, like creative execution. I mean, they were the ones who had the little factoids underneath the bottle cap.
That's right.
Right?
Yes.
And that's just, that keeps going and going and going, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And then they've evolved their brand, but they've kept it youthful and fun. Like their website, guys, you've got to check out the Snapple website. Like if there's anything that makes you want to drink and love a brand, it's this.
Yeah.
It's a fun website, and it doesn't look like they're trying too hard.
No.
It actually looks fun, like you want to be part of this product, and it is part of that brand.
Yeah.
I think they've done a great job at this.
I think they have too. It's very good. It's very well done. I give them hats off for that. And like you said, you're kind of pulling a Burger King and you're reaching way back
into your roots.
And you're modernizing that.
Which absolutely.
I think is smart.
Because, I mean, let's face it, in this case, the rest of the competition has come up and there's now all these new, you know, competitors that are coming up with new juices or competitive juices, right? They're nipping at their heels. So they just kind of wanted to claim ownership again. They've got the brand, they've got the stake. They're the ones who created this market.
Yeah.
And now they're flexing their muscle and being like, yeah, we still got it. We can still do this. And I mean, it shows. I think they've done a great job. They used to do a great job with their old ads.
Yes.
Right? Their old ads with Wendy, the girl. Remember, like the receptionist who would read like customer letters, you know?
Yeah, right.
Cindy from San Francisco says, and it's hilarious. Like it's just, it was a great ad campaign.
Right.
And now it's like they've continued on with this. They've got characters. They've got just a strong, fun vibe. Like I do love the product. Mm-hmm. In fact, I'm going to go buy one after this.
I will.
Honestly, I think I'm going to get, maybe not right after this.
Which one are you going to get? Are you going to get straight up old school iced tea?
No, I want the watermelon one.
Oh, you want the watermelon one?
That looks fun.
Oh, look at you. You're so fun.
Right? I am fun. Trust me. But nice. It's true, right? So I think in general, you know, they've done such a good job. So while the logo might be a tad on the simple side and may not feel like a juice company.
Yes.
I think the rest of the brand really pulls it all together, so it's unquestionable.
Yes.
Right?
Definitely. Yeah. Cool. The logo on its own could go anyway.
Right? Yeah. But they've got so much history to go on that I think it's you can accept it. So let's talk about the packaging.
Yeah, then. So the
logo on the packaging.
Right. So this is what we were talking about before, is like, you know, the logo on its own really could go anywhere, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This, as soon as you put it on the packaging, it's got that direction.
Right.
Know, that nice.
Just the right amount of
degree. Just the right amount of degree. And combined
the right amount of erection.
That's right.
I meant direction. Direction. Jeez.
So you combine this with the graphics that they've done with the packaging.
Yep.
Then it really.
Yes.
It really smokes. Like this.
I agree.
This I want to see on a shelf.
Yeah, I agree. Because
I think this would look really sexy.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think they've done a great job with that. So yeah, the logo on its own, cool. It's good. I like it. But
with the rest of
the
elements
of the brand,
they knock it out. Then, same with the website. It's just
and the website, exactly right? Like you said. It's like fun. It's cool. It's very. And they're big on the information, right? Like they
totally. They've got nothing to hide.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
I mean, haven't they like their packaging? Haven't they? Mm-hmm. They reduced the amount of ingredients that goes into the packaging now.
Yes.
And they've let the world know.
Yes. So now they can ship more because the packaging is less. This is why, and this is the kind of thing that we, you know, one of the negatives, I think maybe, is you remember one of your favorite things when you opened a Snapple was like that.
Oh, yeah. That sound, right?
Yes. That was because of the glass and the metal.
Yes.
Well, they don't have that anymore.
Because it's all gone plastic. Recyclable plastic.
Recyclable plastic, 100% reused,
which
is awesome. And the ink is water soluble, so you can...
So it fades and stuff.
You can get rid of it.
That's crazy.
Then melt it down and use something else. So they've really, really hit that
environmental aspect. Yeah, because of that, they lost a real big, awesome brain element, which...
Right.
Sadly, yeah, I remember. It's a big deal, don't you think?
Yeah,
right?
I think that was
Apple spent... What, $2-3 million just to get the right suction in the when you open up their package? You didn't know that? Oh, yeah. Like that suction, right? When you open up, you know, you can't just lift it off. It's just, and they spent money. That's an experience.
Are you serious?
Dude, that's why, jeez, come on. That's why. This is the only reason I buy the laptops.
That is awesome.
It's true, right? So they spend money, so they recognize that experience. And for Snapple, that's hardcore. So that's ballsy, right?
Yeah.
But the trade-off. Right. So their ethos is about being real, being natural. They're trying to do right for the environment.
Yep.
They've reduced the kind of ingredients that goes into their packaging.
That's right.
Right. And now it's like even that much more eco-friendly. So mm-hmm. good for them.
Yeah.
You know, so they're giving up something massive.
It's I would think in this day and age, it's a good trade-off.
It is a good trade-off. Yeah. But that's good for them.
Yes.
Rock on. And I think Snapple.
Rock on Snapple. Yes. Good job. And I think they still have the interesting factoid under the plastic.
Thank God. Yeah. They have to keep that. No, it's so just under the plastic.
Because if they ditched that, that would be...
Then we're all screwed. Yeah. Then what the hell are we buying?
Yeah, then you're just going to get stupider drinking your... So, yeah, I think is a huge positive for the company. They've really gone green, and it's kind of nice.
So do you think then this logo is a natural progression, you know, from where they're going, or departure into new uncharted territories?
See the Burger King podcast.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah.
What's old is new.
Yes.
Is old is new again.
And old is new again. Yes. I think so. I think you're touching on what everybody remembers.
Yes.
You've done your improvements. You made it. It could be a tiny bit trendy.
Yeah.
Maybe,
I agree. I agree. I think it is tiny bit trendy.
Just a bit.
For the right reasons, because it fits the market well.
But it's forgivable. Yes.
Forgivable. It fits, interesting. It fits, that's a good way of thinking about
it. Because it fits
this.
The marketing.
You're right. You're like, because again, right. Looking at this now, like, you know, like, yeah, on its own, mm-hmm. questionable that it might be out of style in like 5 to 10 years. Maybe it's got 20 in it, but mm-hmm. it really suits everything else. Just pulls it together so much that if they keep the rest together, they have nothing to worry about.
Yes, exactly.
Right? Because I don't think it's screaming anything. Like, what's it screaming? It's screaming simplicity.
Yes.
I mean, heaven forbid if neuromorphism or scuromorphism comes in. Again, drop shadows, you know, shiny elements. Oh, God, I know. Yeah. Horrible time in design. Let's hope that doesn't come back, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But they don't add a steel effect to this.
Steel effect? Oh, boy.
I know.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
Bad times in design. So I think it's a good natural progression. I think it accomplished what they wanted to do, which is, you know, they simplified their packaging.
Very
simple. They simplified their ingredients. They've simplified their product. Mm-hmm. So it only makes sense that they're going to simplify their logo.
Yeah.
Right? It's on point with what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
Totally. Cool. Well, let's critique it.
All right. An interesting factoid.
Yeah.
Things I've read about this, just other people's comments, yes. if I may. Some people think this looks very similar. And this goes back to our direction erection.
It looks similar to
Durex condoms.
Yeah. So,
ooh.
Do I have anything else to say? I got nothing. Yeah, I got nothing exactly. on this one.
I don't know about you, but it's been a while since.
That's a really hard criticism to take.
Yeah, they really went for the crotch on that one, didn't they?
That was just below the belt.
Oh my God. I'm hoping Durex does a rebrand soon because this is that'll really be all right.
We'll be waiting for the Durex rebrand episode. Amazing.
Oh, yeah. And some people have said it's a good lateral move.
It is. I suppose. I think so.
Because they're not. because they're revisiting their older.
Yes, I agree.
Older logo, so and it would technically be, but it's a vast improvement on the last one.
I agree. Cool.
Yeah.
So when we critique the artwork, you know, we try to keep it as objective as possible here. So it's not about opinions. We want to make sure that, you know, like it follows the criteria. Our ethos here at our agency is, you know, are they simple? Are they minimal? Are they iconic? Are they relevant? And are they timeless? So, of course, simplicity. Is it simple enough that it's not adding too much? It has just the right amount of elements and not one more. Sean?
Yes. Simplicity for sure.
Absolutely. It's got the exact same weight. If I'm not mistaken, that like scoop around it, the pill around it is the same weight as the font itself.
Yep.
Like other than that little registered symbol, everything is the same roundness, mm-hmm. everything. Like it's beautifully done in that sense. So top notch there. Yep. I mean, good job on there. Is it minimal? So minimal again, you know, adding just the right amount of elements, not another more to tell that story. Mm-hmm. So is it minimal? I mean, yeah, like it's almost too minimal in some ways because we argued that you don't quite know what it is.
Yeah.
You know, it has brand history, I think.
Yes, because you recognize that word. That's the...
Absolutely, right?
It's like Kleenex or something like that, right?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So that, I do like the fact, you know, going back to actually the one prior, the simplicity, I just noticed that that pill connects the L and the P's, right? And it's kind of got this little whole, I don't even know, like it connects all the letters. I don't know why it's doing that, but I like it.
I think that's really neat. I think that's the, because
it's like fluid. It's kind of in motion continually. It's almost as in motion as a, you know, non-script font could be.
Yes.
So good on them for that.
Yes, that's really neat.
It's very cool. Yeah. All right. Is it iconic? So looking at that, do you think that you're going to remember that? Is it iconic? Is it something that's going to represent the brand and people will remember?
Yes, I think so. I think because it leans heavily on its older.
Exactly.
Its older cousin, it does.
Yes, right? Because at first glance, looking at it, most people won't even realize there was a logo change, mm-hmm. right? Which is, I mean, that's amazing.
That's true.
I mean, if you can update your brand and have most people not even blink an eye.
Yeah.
Damn, have you done a good job?
Yeah, exactly.
Right? As opposed to pissing off people who've created mm-hmm. these relationships. So I genuinely feel that they've updated their brand enough from the shitty logos that they had, right? Because they were shitty. I'm not going to lie.
That's right.
But they've done just a good enough job that it still feels like the exact same company. So good on them for that.
Yeah.
Relevant. Is it relevant for the times? Is it relevant for the markets?
Yes. You think?
I don't know. I mean, this kind of goes back to you almost don't know who it is, what it is, but it is cool. It's fluid. It's nice. It's hip. As relevant, there's not as much to it. It's a word mark, right? And word marks, unless you want to read into it too much, I mean, it's a little trickier to feel. I mean, I don't think that they miss the mark by any means.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Does it look like, the funny thing is though, Sean, other than Coca-Cola, I can't. And maybe Pepsi. I can't even think of another drink company other than Snapple. Oh, right?
Really?
Oh, well, wow. Maybe some beer labels.
Well, it depends on what you think of any beer. and whiskey.
And whiskey, well, hell, geez, close my eyes. That's all I see.
That's a series of podcasts. No, I think, like, if you look at, like, it depends on what's included. And this was got me thinking. It's like, would Gatorade have kind of pushed these guys out of the market.
Interesting.
It's a different idea.
It is. Energy drinks are
like
very
energy drinks,
right?
Are huge. Yeah. And then you got like Red Bull and all those other kind of crazy drinks.
Yep, totally.
So there's a lot. There was a lot other things pushing into this.
That it's hard market. To be. Are you relevant or not? Yeah, that's a good call.
So I think so, but.
Yeah, I mean, in that case, it's considering the
noise.
Oh, it's so noise, right?
Yeah.
And last but not least, is it timeless? Well, I mean, honestly, what is there to go out of style? Unless word marks go out of style, unless, you know, like this font style goes out and all of a sudden really ugly serifs come back in, you know, like their old logos. See, old logo. There's not much here that will go out of style.
Yeah, you're right. It's
they've kept the angle. They've done that on purpose.
Yep.
You know, I think that this actually works. Mm-hmm. I think for more of our points than not, critiquing the artwork, it works across the board.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
The relevant is a little tricky. That's maybe a little objective, but you know what? For the most part, it doesn't not. So, across the board, I think this one's actually pretty good.
Yeah, I think so.
Cool.
I think so, yeah.
All right. So then let me ask you, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
So taking a look at the new Snapple logo,
mm-hmm.
do you feel it's dope or nope?
I believe that this logo is indeed dope.
I'm going to have to agree. I think that this logo does a great... All right. I think this is a... Two of us. Notes. Yeah. I think this is a joke. By all means, I would love to hear what you guys think. Mm-hmm. You know, drop us a line. Drop us on Instagram. Drop us a comment or an email. It's Snapple. It's either you have a love or hate relationship with the product,
mm-hmm.
you know, so which is really going to, you know, change the way you feel about the logo. So let us know what you think. I'd be really curious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, buddy.
All right, man. Good job.
All right, guys. You stay tuned for the next Dope or Nope. Please, you know, follow us on Apple Podcasts, you know, Spotify. We're on a few of them. iHeart. I mean, again, you can find us everywhere. And, you know, please tell your friends about us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's it for this episode, Sean.
All right. Good job.
Good Salute. Job, my friend. Salute to this.
All right.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Stay angry.